Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Is looking at you, kid.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
somebody stole my crayon.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And guess what? In this, the MMA Hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, I bring you the most prolific MMA writer in history. That's right, the genius himself, Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. We'll be here about 20, 25 minutes past the hour. So Dave is always a wealth of information. Nobody is smarter when it comes to the world of MMA than the genius himself from Silicon Valley. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer. So if you'd like to talk to Dave, we do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can tweet us. Tweet us using the Twitter thing. Twitter.com and the hash mark. Ring Talk, RINGTALK. That's Ring Talk, RINGTALK. Of course, this show is airing live as I speak on ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK.com. Of course, you're 27 years now. It's been on the web. It's been a long time. I remember having the website first and remember telling people at Caesar's Palace, yeah, I'm doing a show on the internet, and can I send you an email? And Debbie Munch, the vice president of Caesar's Palace at the time, told me, no, we don't take emails. Yeah. Things have changed, Deb, haven't they? Yeah, they sure have. The 21st century is here, and everybody's doing email. That's why the United States Postal Service is in such bad shape. Well, UFC 152 tonight, of course, coming to you live from Toronto, Canada, in the main event. Vitor Belfort, the former phenom, taking on a very, very rough and rugged John Jones, 16-1. Of course, the world light heavyweight 205-pound champion. He was the reason UFC 151 was postponed or canceled. It just, you know, in 11 years of the company, I'm talking about the Vertita brothers and Dana White running this company, Zuffa Sports, which is the parent company of the UFC and of Strikeforce MMA. They've never had a cancellation, not in the UFC. Well, they had to cancel that show because John Jones didn't want to take on a last-minute sub in a guy that wasn't ready to fight in Chael Sonnen. Okay, the bottom line is, it's politics. He didn't want to risk his record going against a guy, you know, that was the opposite hand. I believe he was training for a left-hander, and he was going to face an orthodox fighter. So what happens? 3 weeks later, he's willing to take on Vitor Belfort, who at one point in time was one of the best fighters in the world. Key words there was at one point in time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you're calling outside the continental United States, you're in the Armed Forces Network, 01-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to make sense of this Mayan calendar. It seems to end December 21st, 2012. That's unsettling. Oh well, still plenty of time this year to stay at Motel 6 and get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. And we're still taking reservations for after December 21st. All due respect to the Mayans. Sorry, King Kitnich Akolmonab. Nothing but love for you. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
The Harmony of my boys, Emilio Castillo and Gang, a.k.a. Tower of Power. Of course, you can check out my work at towerofpower.com. The message board is Pedro's Song of the Month. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Wow. Jones versus Belfort. John Jones versus Vitor Belfort. I don't know. That's the main event of UFC 152 tonight. Of course, Joseph Benavidez taking on Demetrius Johnson, that's for the World Flyweight Championship. That's 125 pounds. That's the first time that title will ever be filled. Michael Bisping. Don't say Bisping. Don't say Bisping. Say anyway, the bottom line is don't mess up his name or he'll jump on you on the radio as he did me. Anyway, he's taking on Brian Stann, and I would think that Mr. Bisping will win that fight, I think, without a doubt. Matt Hamill and Roger Hollett are on the card. Cub Swanson and Charles Oliveira, Iger, Parajek taking on Vinny Magalese, TJ Grant, Evan Durham, a bunch of household names here. No. Sean Peterson, Lance Benoist, Jimmy Hetz, Marcus Brimage. The Facebook preliminaries, of course, Facebook begins at 3:45 p.m. Pacific time, and they will air three live fights, and they'll go to FX Cable at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and they'll go for 2 hours, and then they'll come with the main card on pay-per-view at 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 o'clock Pacific time tonight, UFC 152. Kyle Noki versus Charles Brenneman. Yeah, those are household names. And Mitch Gagnon versus Waleed Watson. So the bottom line is the card is not deep in talent. The main event appears to be a mismatch. So we're going to ask the genius in a few minutes, Dave Meltzer, what's he think? Of course, he's going to watch the card. Of course, I will watch the card, not live, but probably on a delayed basis. And you know, because it is part of the fastest-growing sport in the world. There's no question about it. The UFC, that is the parent company, of course. I mean, the big premier brand in the world. Just like the World Wrestling Entertainment is a big premier brand in professional wrestling. UFC is like the number one brand in MMA. Strikeforce has got to be number two. Then you've got Viacom that owns the Bellator Fighting Championships. So I've been told the network has bought like a majority of the stock. They are the premier stockholders in it. Of course, Bjorn Rebney, who's done a darn good job with those guys. He really has. I mean, he's made Bellator a happening. And come January, the happening will happen when they go to Spike TV. Because I'm telling you, I think that their fights are ultra exciting. They put guys in there that are both hungry. You get two hungry lions in there against each other in a mixed martial arts fight, sparks are going to happen. There's going to be fireworks, okay? And that's what's missing in boxing nowadays, is that they don't want to pit two young guys that are hungry, both starving guys, like they did back in the days when the conception of Boxing After Dark, their late night series, began with Lou DiBella back in 1996. Of course, I'm talking about Kennedy McKinney losing the IBF 122-pound crown to then-unbeaten Mexican phenom Marco Antonio Barrera. That was at the L.A. Forum. Okay, that was the concept on which that series was built. Well, that's turned out to be a bunch of buoy. They've got, like, guys 101 fights on there. In other words, guys that are favored over another guy 101. So they've got some bad mismatches on Boxing After Dark now. It's used to showcase fighters. But you aren't seeing that in the world of MMA. Very little showcasing. There's just not a whole lot of time to do so. I mean, I think your window of opportunity in the world of mixed martial arts, there are some people that will prove my timeline wrong, but I think you're at your peak for maybe 4 years. Five at the max, okay? You can get by on brain, skill, and guts like, you know, Randy Couture did until he was like almost 47, okay? And Tito Ortiz did for, God, about 13 or 14 fights with serious injuries to his lower back and other parts of his body, his knee and things like that. So there are exceptions to the rule. But I think for the most part, a fighter is in his peak probably for about 4 years. A boxer, probably about 4 or 5 years as well, okay? Some guys peak at different times. Okay, young fighters, to start out young, I'm talking about 14, 15 years old, they tend to peak early in life, like, you know, 23, 24, where your natural fighter, I think, peaks at about 28, 29, somewhere around there. That's just the way that my perspective of the game is, and having been involved with this for better than 30 years, I tell you that I think that, you know, I'm looking at John Jones, he's in his prime, there's no question about it. He's only 25 years old, but he's a man, 16-1, the light heavyweight champion, of course, defending tonight in that mismatch against Vitor Belfort. Belfort's 185-pounder. That means he fights at 185 pounds, okay? John Jones is a 205-pound champion. That means he fights at 205 pounds. So right away, on size, this looks like a mismatch, okay? Vitor Belfort's got one-punch knockout power. There's no question about it. He does. But can he get into a guy that's got a 10-inch reach advantage on him? I just don't think so. I don't know how Dana White is selling this around the world, but seeing it's the first pay-per-view for the UFC in 6 weeks, I would happen to say that, you know, people are dying to get some hot MMA going, but will they stop with the FX show? Will they tune into the pay-per-view? Will they move over from FX cable to pay-per-view? That was always the dream. Remember, that was the mindset of Dana White and Fox TV when they came together, is that they would put these fights on Facebook, then put them on FX cable, then put a portion of the fights on pay-per-view. Okay, in the past, of course, they've got The Ultimate Fighter airing Friday nights on FX cable. Of course, that's a tape series now. God, what are they into? Like their 15th season, something like that. The bottom line is, it's the most successful reality show in American history. Okay, I don't know who's going to win this year. We'll get into that in a couple of minutes with my man. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer, TheWrestlingObserver.com. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you're calling from across the pond on the, the Armed Forces Network, anybody out there in the Armed Forces would like to join us, 01-800-878-7529. That's internationally, 01-800-878-7529. You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure, as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Started it off, right there, rocked him. Sends a go, Domi and Guida.
Pace is relentless. 45.
Get up the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Met this guy once, Godfather of Soul. Tower of Power was opening up for him at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, California. And I saw him backstage as he was going out to do his thing on stage. And they said, hey, you guys all going to go back to your seats. So instead of me going back to my seat, I sort of hung out backstage. And I watched him come out, and he was cool, and he had his chicks around him in the whole nine yards. And then some dude comes out and holds up a mirror to make sure his hair is perfect, okay? Then they threw the fur collar around his shoulders, right? The music hit, and boom, the Godfather of Soul hit the stage, the Paramount Theater. May he rest in peace. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the mixed world of mixed martial arts. The most prolific writer in the history of MMA is on the line from Silicon Valley, folks. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter and thewrestlingobserver.com. And Genius, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now, if I'm an average fan and I've got, you know, little expendable income, should I buy tonight's fight, Vitor Belfort and John Jones, for the light heavyweight championship of the UFC, of course? Brian Stann and Michael Bisping, I believe, and Benavidez and Demetrius Johnson. Is that worth paying $40-something bucks for, Dave, in your mind?
if you're looking for a night of a bunch of fights that are going to be really good, yeah, because I think Bisping and Stan will probably be very good. I think Johnson and Benavides has a chance to be really good. I think the first fight, which was Charles Oliveira and Cub Swanson, is a real sleeper fight. Main event, I expect a quick fight and a quick win by John Jones. I just don't think I don't see Belfort at his level. I don't know that there's too many people who are at his level, but I think Belfort's got a chance if it goes early on. But I think that if the thing goes, Belfort is usually like a front runner anyway, and if he can't like make something happen right away, I think that the reach is just gonna play its part, and Belfort's gonna freak himself out and probably lose.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with this question early, and then you can think about it, and I'll re-ask it a little bit later. Is MMA losing steam as far as growth is concerned? Think about that for a second. Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks, of the WrestlingObserver.com website. Of course, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which arrives in my mailbox each and every Friday. And me, like the junkie that I am, take it in the other room. Sometimes it takes 2 hours to read, but the bottom line is it is the inside stuff when it comes to MMA, professional wrestling. It's got some boxing news in there. It's always lively, and it's like 40 to 50,000 words. Sometimes my brain is just fried. I need a massage sometimes after reading that thing straight through, Dave.
It's about me. I have to write it.
The good point. Okay, now, we've talked about UFC 152. Of course, that's coming to you from Ontario, Canada. Why didn't that guy get the guy Nick Ring? Why wasn't Nick Ring on this card? He's from there.
He's from Calgary.
Okay.
He's on the Montreal card in November, so they had to split the Canadian crew. He had just fought in July, so I think it's not a super quick turnaround, but it's a little quicker than they usually go with guys. So November's kind of their usual turnaround for a guy like him.
Okay, UFC 153. Jose Aldo is out. Quentin Jackson is out. I read that in your latest newsletter that showed up yesterday. Why and how? What brought about their being dropped from the card?
Okay, Aldo was in a motorcycle accident, and then he said that he's fine, he wouldn't have to miss time, but I guess he got pretty cut up in the accident, and his ankle ended up getting infected, and he tried to train on it about a week and a half ago, and just it was impossible. And then he went in and found out that it was infected, and that pulled him basically off the card. And then Jackson, I think, said he had an elbow injury, if I recall right. So they had to redo that whole card, and they ended up coming up with Anderson Silva against Stephen Bonner, which is it's a real-life Rocky one, you know what I mean? It's like a journeyman guy who's been around, who's a decent enough fighter, going against the acknowledged, possibly best fighter in the business, and it's a main event at 205. So Silva kind of saved the show, because, that show was fell apart in one day when you have a guy in the main event and a guy in the semi both falling out, and then the other guy in the main, which was Frankie Edgar, who was supposed to face Aldo, they decided that instead of killing that match, what they'll do is when Aldo is ready, they'll reschedule, so that could be later this year, maybe early next year. Whenever Aldo's ready, he'll fight Frankie Edgar next.
Is the UFC how can I put it? Do they have their own personal rain clouds? Sort of like, are they a jinx or what? Because of late, they seem to be scrapping cards, and they had their first cancellation in 11 years of Zuffa Sports as he owned the franchise, and UFC 151, which ticked off a lot of people, including the undercard fighters. But, they canceled that event. Where's the UFC stand right now? I mean, are they the number one game in town? But
they're by far the number one game in town. I mean, as far as that goes. But no, they've had a ton of injuries, and they've really had a ton of injuries for about a couple of years now. It comes in spurts. It seems like it's really weird because I was talking to somebody there, and they were telling me, in December we got all these guys that are all coming off injuries, and we don't have and now we don't have enough cards for all the stars in December because so many guys are available and all want to fight at the same time, whereas the last couple of months, because of all the injuries, they have dates, but they are struggling to fill matches, to get main events for those dates. So it's just I don't know if it's bad luck, but it's just weird timing. You know, when you try to run this many shows, sometimes there's dates where you got no matches, and then, like I said, like at the end of this year, there's actually dates where they could, like, run, you know, two strong pay-per-view shows on the same night because so many guys are free.
Okay. How can I put this? You know, the UFC has got, of course, their heavyweight champion, Junior Dos Santos. Now he's going to take on Cain Velasquez, so the big jewel of the UFC in the world of MMA will be going down at the end of the year. But in between that, I mean, what is the UFC really? I mean, Anderson Silva and the old Rocky story. I mean, Rocky's not going to win this one. This is not Apollo Creed. This is Anderson Silva, and I think Anderson Silva is probably going to win that fight hands down. But, you know, what does the UFC really have to stand out besides that heavyweight championship fight before the end of the year?
Well, I got GSP and Carlos Condit for the welterweight title on November 17th. And, a December show that's actually going to probably wind up being pretty loaded. But Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez as the main event there. And then Aldo and Edgar maybe in December, maybe January. But aside from that, Jones is fighting tonight, so he probably won't fight again until early next year, and he'll probably fight. Now, who knows? It may be longer because they're going to put Dan Henderson against Lyoto Machida, and that's probably not going to be till December, January, more likely January, and the winner of that will face John Jones. So we're talking after tonight, John Jones might not be fighting until late spring, early summer.
Okay, the UFC has been going after the pay-per-view market pretty aggressively, having pay-per-views within a couple of weeks each other and things like that. Have they bitten off too much? Or they've gotten too greedy going for the pay-per-view gamut, bringing us down that route once a month?
I think once a month is okay. It's when you're talking 2 and 3 weeks between shows, then that's not, I think that's when you start burning people out. And they've had a lot of those of late. I think if they did one pay-per-view every month, I think they got the star power to pull that off. But when they're talking about, like, in one period, it was like you were having one every 2 and 3 weeks, and then they were struggling to fill shows, and so that was too much, yes.
Okay. Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks. Of course, he created the Wrestling Observer radio show, which airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He's the editor, the sole writer. I take that back. He's got some guys contributing with him, but he puts this entire Wrestling Observer newsletter together, and it's about 40,000 to 50,000 words a week. I'm telling you, it's a long read. Take your reading glasses wherever you happen to go, because it's a good long read, but it just keeps you going. I mean, you go from professional wrestling to MMA, back to professional wrestling here and there. I mean, they've got the UFC column if you're a WWE fan, and I'm not because I despise Vince McMahon, and I hope his wife, Linda McMahon, loses in her quest for United States Senator. But the bottom line is, pro wrestling, he's got that going on. Talks about TNA, talks about the Bellator Fighting Championships. That's where you're really going to get your insight as far as Bellator is concerned, is in the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which comes out once a week, WrestlingObserver.com. Check out the website, and you'll see how to subscribe. You can subscribe to an online edition, or you can do like I do and get like the hard copy in the mail each Friday, which is just the bomb, no question about that. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Of course, boxing and mixed martial arts. We are hours away from Vitor Belfort and his attempt to take on John Jones for the World Light Heavyweight Championship. I think John Jones, I'm gonna slap him with this one. He should be arrested for assault after this one, because I really don't think that Vitor Belfort's got it anymore. I mean, he's 35 years old, and he's an old 35 in my mind, Dave.
Well, he hasn't really, like, if you really look, I mean, he hasn't looked bad in his recent fights, but I know what you're saying in the sense that, he was fighting at probably 17. He burst on the national scene at 19. So it's a long, that's a lot of years. So he does have a lot of mileage on him, no doubt about that. The one thing with Vitor is that when he was young, he was ahead of the curve in the sense that there were a lot of guys who could stand up a little. There were a lot of guys who could wrestle really well. And Vitor was a jiu-jitsu guy who could box really well. And he was a great fighter until he ran into Randy Couture. And that was the big problem that we found with Vitor is that Vitor can go in there and blitz a lot of guys in 50 seconds or less. And, I mean, he's got a lot of those kind of wins. But when he doesn't get that win, he often doesn't look very good. And, I mean, that's the thing, like I said, with John Jones. If he can somehow rush in there and connect and he's got power and John doesn't know what hit him, and because, of course, you could say that for any opponent John Jones has. You know, if they could rush him and connect and hurt him real quick, you know, you can beat anyone. But if he doesn't do that, he doesn't have a very good chance in this fight at all.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, toll-free all across America. Toll-free means it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you're outside the USA listening on the Armed Forces Network, it's 01-800-878-7529. That's 01-800-878-7529, the international line here to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Randy trying to get into his range still, and Machida will not allow him to do so.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Do it!
Ah, that funky baritone sax by the funky doctor himself, Dr. Stephen McKenzie Kuka, my buddy, a like 37 years now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Then we have the follow-up show, the weekly wrap-up show. That's at Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time as well, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. Live worldwide on the internet, check the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Okay, before I get to the question that I pose to my current guest, Mr. Dave Meltzer, as I said, the most prolific, and I kid you not when I say this, it may be an understatement, the most prolific writer in the history of MMA, no question about that in my mind. Anyway, is the UFC losing steam? Is its growth slowing? Let's talk about professional wrestling for just a minute, Dave. Jerry the King Lawler, is he okay? Are they to release him to a convalescent hospital? Is he a vegetable? What's the story on him?
Brought reporters to his house on a couple days ago. All things considered, he's doing very, very well. He's in good spirits. He had a massive heart attack, and he easily could have died. He was in the right place at the right time, essentially. He was on a live television broadcast where there were doctors everywhere, where he was just a couple of minutes from a major hospital, one of the top heart hospitals in North America, in Montreal. So, I mean, he was very fortunate in some ways, and you know, as far as like when he had his heart attack, and he's doing remarkably well.
So he's able to talk. I mean, he's lucid. I mean,
Lucid. He had a press conference, and he was talking about talking just fine.
Wow.
He had some memory issues, but you know, as far as that day goes, I mean, it was. He said it was very weird in the sense that he was broadcasting an event Raw, and he remembers up to about the show aired from. The show started at 8. He had his heart attack at about 9:58, and he remembers very well up to 8:15. But from that point forward, the next thing he remembers is that he was waking up in a hospital, and he had no idea why he was there.
Mm.
And he actually had a match. You know, 20 minutes before his heart attack, he had a match in the ring, and he has no recollection. They showed a tape of the match, and it was just like, you know, it felt like it was some match he might have had 10 years ago that he's forgotten.
Hmm. So it's good to see that the King has pulled out of this. Of course, the iconic figure from Memphis, Tennessee. When they were holding Friday night wrestling cards in Memphis, he was like
it was Monday night wrestling. Monday night wrestling in Memphis, and Jerry Lawler in the 70s and early 80s was just an incredible star there. Yeah,
and he took over for who? Jackie Fargo.
Jackie Fargo was the big star until like 74, and then Lawler became the big star from 74 until, the territory died in 97. But, I mean, it's good days were over probably around 87, I would say. It was strong, and then, you know, 87, 88, it started going down like all the territories did.
Okay. Now, you haven't got territories anymore, but you have rival organizations like TNA is trying to do their thing on Spike TV. Each and every Thursday night, I think 8 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time as well. And, of course, you've got the Ring of Honor and groups like that. Can ROH, what are they trying to do, sell their product on the Internet?
They've tried. They're not doing very well at it. They've had a lot of misfires. But, that was the idea, was to be the pioneers of Internet pay-per-view. And for a while, it looked like it was a growth industry, but now it doesn't look that way. But that's because they've had technical problems on four of the last six shows, so that's not going to help you any.
Okay. TNA Wrestling, is it ever going to become anything other than number two?
No, I don't think so. I don't. It's kind of been at the level it's been at, really almost since day one. I mean, it was really... I mean, I think it's slightly more popular than it was when it first got on television in 2005, but only slightly. So, yeah, I think it's the fact that it's been there 7 years and kind of been at the same level. I think it's always going to be at this level.
Okay, if they put put their title around the waist of like Jeff Hardy, who's a babyface type of guy right now, and Hardy, of course, one time one of the most popular wrestlers in the world when he was with the WWE, can that translate to? New people watching TNA or what?
I don't think so. I think marginally could it help at the arenas. Maybe. When Jeff Hardy first came in, he drew very well for TNA at the arenas. But now it doesn't seem to make that much of a difference, and I don't think putting the title on him, because the title doesn't mean that much anymore. So, yeah, I don't really, you know, maybe help a little bit in merchandise sales, but I don't think it'll help one bit in ratings. Ratings of TNA are determined, you know, basically by the quality of the football game that's on Thursday night. TNA gets whatever's left over. I mean, they have their base audience of 1.2 million, and then if the football game's weak, they might get a couple more, 100,000 more, and if the football game's strong, then they're going to be right at their base.
Okay, in order to give you a lot of time, in case you need a lot of time on this one, here's the question of the hour. Is the UFC losing steam? Is their growth slowing?
Oh, it's not so much their growth slowing. Their popularity is declining in some ways. I mean, they're able to go into new markets. You know, Brazil's pretty strong right now. And there's probably going to be other markets that they'll be able to go into. I know they're going into China. They want to go into India, which I don't know that they'll do so well. But we'll see. I mean, maybe they will because they're total unknown there. But, you know, they're trying to you know, they're trying to expand. But as far as North America goes, it's a struggle. The losing Spike TV and moving to Fox sounded so great when they did it, but it really hasn't worked out that well.
That's because nobody's got Fuel TV but you.
I know. There's your answer. They have so much programming on Fuel TV, and nobody watches Fuel TV, whereas before that programming was on Spike and like a countdown show to build up like this pay-per-view that they're having tonight. The countdown show, which is the big hype special, might be viewed. It might air three times, and it might have each viewing maybe have a half a million, half a million viewers each time. Okay, mm-hmm. Now it's on Fuel, and each one might have 40,000. So there's your difference, and and that's one of your prime movers of pay per view. So yeah, it's hard, and they've had a lot of shows. I think the biggest issue is. They don't have enough on FX, and even FX doesn't do generally what Spike did. I think Spike was a good fit for them because it was an adult male television station, and yeah. UFC was its flagship programming. Whereas if you watch FX, you know, you're going to see Sons of Anarchy commercials like crazy and not much on UFC.
Yeah. Okay, we're talking with Dave Meltzer, folks, of TheWrestlingObserver.com. Of course, he is the creator of the Wrestling Observer radio show hosted by Brian Alvarez. That's on Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, one of my favorite guys, although I actually thought that Josh Barnett was going to lick him like a stamp, especially when I watched him get into the octagon, I said, this guy's not in shape. He's not cut up very much at all. Daniel Cormier, you're going to take on Frank Mir. Is that fight going to Macau?
Now, that fight's off. It was scheduled for where was it scheduled for? Oklahoma City on okay. November 3rd, and Frank Mir just pulled out with a knee injury, so right now we don't know the opponent for Cormier.
Okay. Cormier is, as I said, not your most disciplined guy when it comes to diet, and I think you've said that as well in the past. Does he really have a shot at making 205 pounds?
I hope he wouldn't crash and do it. I would think looking at him that he could. I mean, he's not that tall. I mean, I think they say he's 5'11", and I don't even think he's 5'11". I think he's, 5'9 and a half, maybe. He's thick, but he could, he's kind of like Fedor, if you think about it. And that's a lot of people talk about, it's like kind of soft around the middle. But, I mean, the guy is, he's quick. He's a phenomenal athlete. I mean, he went to the Olympics in wrestling, and that tells you the caliber of a guy to go to the Olympics in wrestling. And placed fourth in the Olympics. So I mean, this guy is and he was a great football player when he was growing up. So, he gets by on the fact that he's got that wrestling ability, and he picked up stand up as quick as almost anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a super talented guy. Can he make 205? I think if he set his mind to it, I think he could.
But he'd
have to really change his diet.
Okay. Though. I thought that Dana White could have saved this UFC 151 card, this last one. He could have maybe did a deal with the people that bought tickets at a high price and gave some type of credit on future UFC fights, things like that. But he could have put the card on FX Cable and Facebook and just showed it there. And he would have had his night of UFC on TV. People wouldn't have been disappointed. I mean, there were so many people, those non-refundable tickets. You know what I'm talking about, Dave?
Plane tickets who went to Vegas. I know what you mean, and they got a lot of bad will. I've talked to people in the company about that, and they just felt that it wasn't a viable option. I mean, it was just that's what they felt. And there was a real fear of, you know, I think it was like one of the Corrales-Castillo fights, because this was actually what was told to me.
Okay.
There was a Corrales-Castillo fight where one of them missed weight, so you would know which one that was.
Yeah, that was the second. Well, actually, both
the third,
of them. Was
right?
The second. No, they fought twice. The second one is one.
No, but then they had the one that was canceled.
Yeah, I believe they
this
did.
Was the schedule. Yeah, because they had the great fight, which was the first one. Then the mm-hmm. second one.
Corrales got
weight,
beat.
And then the next one, the guy missed weight by several pounds, and the other guy wouldn't fight.
Right.
So they had to cancel the show. And they had 12,000 tickets sold, and they had to give back like 11,500 refunds, and there were like a couple hundred people there. And I think they were scared to death of running a show at Mandalay Bay with, you know, 800 people or 1,000 people. And I think that might have played a part in it, because they really didn't have – like if they had a strong undercard, they would have gone with the show for sure. But they really didn't. I mean, like that, you know, Josh Koscheck, who was a key guy in the undercard, got hurt as well.
You know what the name for paper in the house in Las Vegas is?
What?
Nellis Air Force Base. I see Don King pulling 3,000 or 4,000 troops from that place, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows how to paper the house. Speaking of the paper in the house, is the World Wrestling Entertainment folks, are they papering the house? And what are Linda McMahon's chances here at this U.S. Senate seat?
They're not papering houses. WWE curtains off houses when they don't, you know, sell tickets. Mm-hmm. But they're doing... WWE is doing reasonably well. I mean, they're not knocking them dead by any means. They're doing okay as far as arena business goes. Not great, but Linda McMahon, it's a close race. And, you know, it's a Democratic state. I mean, the last poll, which came out last week, had her down by 3%, but the one before that, she was up by 3%. So it's you know, most people see this as a pick'em, a very dirty race and a pick'em race, and it's dirty on both sides.
Politics and boxing, the two dirtiest things on earth. You can't clean dirt. That's what the late Howard Cosell said. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just in I think in politics, it's just so inherent.
Oh.
No. I mean, in just the way, and again, this goes on both sides of this issue. I mean, the stuff that they're taking out of context on both sides. I mean, you know, hey, there's no saints in this race, that's for sure.
Okay. Good enough. The great Dave Meltzer, folks, of course, the creator of the Wrestling Observer radio show, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Genius, I wish you well, and I thank you so much for your time, sir. You are the man.
Okay, thanks a bunch, Pedro. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Dave Meltzer, TheWrestlingObserver.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Then we are Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So you've got two different shows. Two different shows. One to set up the weekend, one to wrap up the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than $1 a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day.
Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over!
The most amazing lady, the most amazing athlete as I speak in the world of mixed martial arts. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. I kid you not. Last name Rousey. Ronda Rousey. They call her Triple R, at least I do. Rowdy Ronda Rousey. What did she say about Chris Cyborg Santos and her having used steroids in the past and been caught? She can inject horse semen into both eyeballs, and I could care less as long as she makes 135 pounds. Man, that's going to be a bad blood match. And this will take place next year, no question about that. 2013, Chris Cyborg Santos should probably come back and have one tune-up fight. And maybe Ronda will have one fight in between as well. And then they'll set this fight up for like March or April of 2013. You got to figure it's going to be like the most watched women's MMA event in history. That's why they should put this on Fox TV. I mean, they bring in an entire new fan base. But, you know, you've got that guy Steven Espinosa, and I've complained about him in the past. I'm talking about the vice president of sports at Showtime, which has these fighters on Strikeforce, and that's what Ronda Rousey's part of, Strikeforce MMA. She's got them under exclusive contract, so he doesn't want to let them go to Fox TV. Even though Ronda goes over to Fox TV, converts hundreds of thousands, if not a million women, to come back to Showtime and buy the Strikeforce card to buy a subscribe to Showtime so they can get Strikeforce and watch Ronda Rousey do her thing live, because Ronda is the real deal, folks. 6-0 now, 6 stoppages. Longest person that's went with her, I think, is 4 minutes and some change. That was Maisha Tate fight before last. Bottom line is Sarah Kaufman was like, what, 15-1 with like 11 knockouts, one hell of a striker, and she got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. I'm telling you, there's no stopping this chick. She's the real deal. She can talk the talk, and she can walk the walk. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. You can check her out at RondaRousey.com or look her up on Facebook. Ronda Rousey, the rage in the world of mixed martial arts. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, UFC 152 tonight, UFC 153. It's been altered. We'll talk about that at the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, the weekend wrap right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.